From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
With the planned strike by American Airlines pilots still on course, hopes that the Caribbean's letter to President Clinton will get results. A United Nations report gives some Caribbean industries low marks for environmental protection and calls for justice for murdered black teenager Stephen Lawrence. I'm Aaron Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Talks aimed at preventing a threatened strike by pilots for American Airlines continued in Washington today. Up to news time, there had been no agreement on averting the strike scheduled for the weekend. Pilots for the airline, which controls a fifth of the American market and more than 2,000 flights a day, are demanding increased pay. Leaders of the Caribbean community and the Caribbean Tourism Organization said there will be severe repercussions for the regional tourism industry if the strike happens. The Secretary General of the CTO, Gene Holder, warns that the industry could lose up to $30 million a day. Several leaders have written to United States President Bill Clinton, asking him to do what he could to help avert the strike. Today, the St. Lucian Prime Minister, Dr. Vaughan Lewis, said he hopes that a letter will get serious consideration.
This is a question of the Caribbean as a whole, and it is also a question of the thousands of people who are employed in the United States. So we expect that very, very serious consideration will be given to the request that we have made, and that there be some intervention in order to inhibit this strike.